The following is a broadcast service of Kentucky Wesleyan College and WKWC 90.3 FM.
Welcome to the Wesleyan Airway, a show where we get to talk about a variety of topics with really interesting people. This is the final show before commencement, and so I have brought on none other than the 1970s guru Angel King to talk a little bit about her time at Wesleyan, as she is our student speaker this year as well. So Angel, thank you so much for coming on. We were supposed to do this the other day and I didn't make it. So thank you for rescheduling for me.
Yeah, you're so welcome. Of course.
So we've been talking about different things. Before we get into that, one of the things I always ask everybody is to give me a very short summary of your life from birth to you now sitting on that sofa.
Okay.
So go.
Go. Okay. Well, I was born here in Owensboro. Mm-hmm. So I've lived here my whole life. Went to school here, obviously. And then the reason why I chose Wesleyan initially was A, because it was in town. B, I wanted to be a zoology major, and this was the only school within hundreds of miles that offered that. And I was like, wow, it's perfect. It's in town. It has the major I want. COVID kind of tilted those plans just completely sideways, which was fine because I found myself majoring in art now, which I love. I enjoy art. I've always done art. So I pivoted to that. And then I also found myself joining the radio station because mm-hmm. I've always been super interested in music. And I didn't even really know that that was an option until someone, I think, like complimented one of my band tees and was like, hey, you should talk to Derek about that. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that that was even an option. Okay. That was definitely a big step out of my comfort zone, because even like sitting in this chair here, like when I first came to Wesleyan, I don't think I would have done that. So it's just been great. That 70s girl, of course, that, like you said, and now I'm in the chair. Yeah.
And you had a show this week and I was listening to it and you brought your parents on, which I thought was hilarious. Mm-hmm. And I wish I had your parents. I'm sure you had some issues growing up, as we all did with our parents, but the music to which they listened would probably have overcome just about anything. They were mm-hmm. talking about their bands and it was, I'm trying to think now, it was all late 60s, early 70s, mm-hmm. and heavy metal and mm-hmm. Southern blues. It ran the spectrum. So I see where you get your musical taste.
Yeah.
And that is hilarious. But you also like to play a lot of vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
And so why do you stay interested in vinyl?
I think because I just love having like the physical, like, copy of the media. And I just enjoy it even more than like CDs or anything, because it's a big, you hold it in your hands, you like rip open the shrink and stuff, and then you pull out everything in it, you open it, it's like all this cool stuff. And then just I think the action of like having to flip the record, mm-hmm. It's so in the moment, I guess. And I like that I don't have to pick up my screen, like my phone.
Right.
Like
right.
It puts me more in the moment. Like spinning records.
Well, and I remember the vinyl records, and I had a Kiss record in third grade, which was my favorite, and I played it all the time, mm-hmm. and it finally began to skip.
Yeah.
And I remember being so sad
mm-hmm.
because I didn't have a lot of money and I could not afford to go get another album. And so when I would wait for that skip and then I'd push the needle forward.
Yeah. See, luckily none of mine have started skipping yet, because I take pretty good care of mine.
Now, I was also in third grade, not taking care of things very well at all.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, my house has been full of music like my whole life. So it's been great. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to bring them on, because I felt like I mentioned them a lot when I'm on the air. Mm-hmm. Like either my dad wanted me to play this song or this is one of my mom's favorite songs. So I thought it would be super interesting to have them speak of their music, and everyone would be like, oh, that explains so much. Yeah.
And it was just really neat to see how it had passed down from them to you. But you still have your own character and flavor mm-hmm. as you do that. So how long have you been on the radio here?
For 2 years. So I started at the beginning of my junior year.
Okay.
I think in October. So it's been 2 years.
Okay. And what do you want to do when you leave? So actually Saturday, we are just mm-hmm. a few days away from commencement, and you will walk across the stage. Mm-hmm. I will give you a diploma and congratulate you. And you will walk off the other side of the stage into you, really your career. What is it you want to do?
So I don't have like a super like extremely set plan at this point. Mm-hmm. I know at least for the short term, I do work at the Spot Coffee and Finery. So I've worked there for coming up on 3 years now. So almost the whole time I've been mm-hmm. here. So I'm definitely going to stay there for a little bit. And which I enjoy that place so much because we have a ton of local art on the walls. Mm-hmm. And I have helped my boss like curate some of the art that's been in there. I've recruited some different vendors to put art in there. And we do have like live music and stuff. And he did tell me that he wanted me to start helping him like maybe book bands. So nice. I do want to stay there for a little bit since I feel like the Spot is kind of the center of a lot of the art and maybe music scene somewhat in Owensboro. I meet a lot of artists and musicians just being behind the bar there.
Well, and you growing up in Owensboro have probably seen this as you've aged, but Owensboro seems to have become even stronger in the arts than it was 20, 30 years ago. And mm-hmm. and you would have been very young at the time, but your parents may have talked about this a little bit as well. They're just the changes. Owensboro, from what I've always heard, if you go back 20 years, 25 years, was almost more of an older person's place. It was mm-hmm. quiet and fine, but it's now still a great city, but it's got a little more vibrancy to it.
Mm-hmm. I definitely see a lot of the vibrancy, so I enjoy it. I do want to be here for a little bit while I'm like good. Figuring out the long-term scheme of things.
Well, I always tell everybody, just keep every door open. Mm-hmm. You will find, as you found art, right? You came mm-hmm. in thinking at some point you'd do zoology and now you're an artist. Mm-hmm. And that's just a wonderful way to go. And most people change their major. And you were able to find really a passion that with the help of the radio station, you were able to parlay into more than a major, but mm-hmm. really sort of a life goal to a large extent.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm going to continue some of the... Because I was thinking about it. I was like, I'm going to miss doing my albums of the week. And Derek was like, you need to make a separate like Facebook or social media for that. Because some of my posts actually started like blowing up on the radio station. And I couldn't believe it. I looked back one day and there was like 3.1K like likes on a post. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I never expected that many people to respond to the albums that I was posting. So
you need to keep that going. We can give you a little free advertisement here. Mm-hmm. Tell people where you are now that although you've graduated, you're still doing what it is you've done.
And the page is super easy to find because I called it That 70s Girl.
There you go.
It's my handle.
So you've already started it.
Yes.
How long ago did you start the...
I started it recently. And what I ended up doing was sharing over like all of my radio mm-hmm. posts onto that public Facebook page. And I actually enjoyed that because I had to scroll back like 2 years to find all of those posts. And I was like, this is a good way to like kind of archive that for myself also.
Right.
I don't want it to get like buried.
You started an electronic portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
So Derek didn't put in a non-compete clause for you?
What is a non-compete?
Nothing. It's just a joke.
Okay.
When you've worked in an area, often employers... They don't want you to steal away from, if you leave, they don't want you to steal away their customers. So they put in a non-compete clause.
I see.
So,
well, I think
he'll get over it.
Yeah. I'll keep on posting albums because I actually posted a picture of my like collection, like the behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And I've barely done like half of them. So I've got plenty more.
That's great. And you'll find others, right? Mm-hmm. And then you'll have to start going for those rare 70s.
Yeah.
And doing all that, but you have plenty of time.
Mm-hmm.
But what an interesting concept. And how much fun is that?
It is so
fun.
And
you never thought you'd do that, did you?
No, not at all. Like me and all of my friends, not all of my friends, but most of my friends do also collect records and stuff. Like when we hang out, we'll have like record listening parties almost because I'll bring over whichever stack that I bring to whoever's house and then we'll hang out and we'll just have records going. So I've was into that since high school. So I was like, wow, I can like share this with the public, I guess. So
yeah, that's the beauty of social media, right? Mm-hmm. We always harangue social media for the ills, but this is one area where you get to really mm-hmm. use it for good and to help begin and foster a career. That mm-hmm. you'll have to remember us little people when you become famous.
Yeah. Oh, man. That would be crazy. I don't know if I would want to be famous.
You want to be comfortable.
Yes.
How does that sound?
Comfortable.
Yes. So you came in the fall of 20, and I know we don't like to talk about it much, but that was right at the height of COVID fear.
Yes.
And you sit here before me today smiling and happy. And so obviously you got through that time, but we were just talking about, and I hate to get into politics, but we were talking about some of the things that are happening nationally and some of the commencements that are being canceled. Mm-hmm. And you yourself did not get a high school commencement.
No.
So this will be your first, but not at the right time.
Yes.
Not when it should have mattered. And so you will be walking across the stage in a couple of days. And, yes. And having gone through COVID and come out the other side, and obviously doing very well coming out the other side. But what does that mean just when you look at the events that are upcoming in your senior year and all of that is surrounding you, basically?
I just feel super grateful that I'm getting to walk, and I'm just mostly grateful. I'm excited. I'm a little sad. There's just a lot of emotions happening. And yeah, COVID was that was crazy. That was kind of, I mean, I ended up finding some light like during it. Like, it was just crazy. Like, I'm like almost at a loss for words to explain.
It was a one in a century plague is what they called it. But I also think one of the things it did, you're very young when it hit, you'll have other things, hopefully never that bad. Mm-hmm. But there are always going to be setbacks as you go through life. And I think COVID, for as bad as it seemed, might have prepared you better as you go forward for anything else that might happen. Because I went through COVID.
Honestly, yeah, that is like me and my mom have talked back and forth, and it's like, we made it through that, so we can make it through anything.
I was isolated, afraid to talk to anybody.
Yeah,
and to go there. And I remember when the AIDS epidemic was at its height, I was right about a little younger than you. Mm-hmm. And there was so much fear because, again, it was a new issue. And luckily, it did not spread as fast as everybody thought. But for a while, they thought it was an airborne pathogen. And there was so much fear surrounding it. And then you got through that and you think, oh, okay, I can make it. Everything's good. And then something else hits and you go, I've already done this once.
Yeah.
So it's easy.
Yeah.
So how are you enjoying the last few weeks of being a college student?
Oh, it's been kind of surreal, if I'm being honest with you. And like I said, there's just been a lot of emotions. I'm excited for one. I'm super excited because school has been a little bit of a struggle for me. Like, I'm just like a super anxious person. Mm-hmm. And I feel like school sometimes like can really aggravate that. So I'm super excited that I made it through. We're here. Grateful again to be able to walk. Super excited about that. A little sad, mostly because of the radio station, honestly, because I did my last air shift yesterday, so that was a little like hurt my heart a little bit. But it was fun too, though. It wasn't all sad. Like good. You said earlier, I got to bring my parents on and show them like the behind the scenes.
And, well, and you all seemed like you were having such a great time. Yeah. So
it was fun. Just it's a mix. I'm relieved. This is all everything. Emotion.
It's a cacophony of emotions, is it not? And so you are the commencement speaker.
Yes.
And you talked about having anxiety, and you talked about, so I will give you some advice my mom gave me when I was in second grade. And I first started speaking in front of groups, and I was very anxious. She said, think about everybody out there being in their underwear. You're going to have a lot of people. Uh-huh. So when you get up there, think about them being in their underwear.
That might help a little bit.
It's hard being anxious when you're thinking about that, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true. But, well, now that I've interviewed my parents like live on the air, I feel just a little better about it because that went really good.
You'll do wonderfully because what radio has taught you is how to speak to an audience and how to convey your ideas and how to get them across. Being in front of a live audience is no different. Mm-hmm. They're just there.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And it actually can be a lot more fun because you can read their expressions and you do. You are on a daily basis. Well, not on a daily. You aren't on radio every day. But the days you're on radio, you're speaking to a much larger audience than the one to which you'll be speaking at commencement. Keep that in mind, too.
Ooh,
you've already
true.
Spoken to a much larger audience all the time.
You're
this
right.
Old hat.
I just couldn't see
nothing.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'll
Thank
It'd
you.
Be perfect. I'm glad I'm going in front of you because there's no way I want to follow that.
Oh, man. I don't know.
You're going to put the bar up way too high.
So. I mean, I might. I might. I'm going to.
And maybe. I'll keep it really low for you. So okay. I'll make sure that mine goes horribly in.
Oh.
Then you can come up and save the day.
Okay.
We are, unfortunately, out of time. It goes so fast.
It does.
So I want to thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
And it's been such a pleasure getting to know you. And it is sad that you're leaving. Mm-hmm. But also for us, we go through it when you're in education. You go through this every year. Seniors graduate. And it's always a sad time. But it's also a fun time to know the changes through which you have gone and the potential that you have is just fun for us. And hopefully you'll always stay in touch. I got a letter last week from a student who graduated in 2001.
Wow.
And just out of the blue, wrote me a letter. And it was phenomenal. So we always, you know, we always love to get those things. Mm-hmm. And it also shows that you did truly enjoy your time here. And not just have fun, but also learn and realize how to go forward. But enough of that. So as my guest.
Okay.
I want to give you the last word to our listening audience.
Oh, I get the last word?
You do.
Okay. Well, I would say maybe my last words would be, thank you everyone for listening. That's what I said to all my listeners yesterday. Mm-hmm. Thank you everyone for listening and thank you for having me here. I really appreciate you having me on this podcast. So yeah, thank you.
Beautiful way to end. For everybody out there, take care of each other and more importantly, take care of yourself. And until next time, goodbye.
The proceeding was a broadcast service of Kentucky Wesleyan College and WKWC. Cannot be reproduced, rebroadcast, or recorded without written permission by the show's host, WKWC, or Kentucky Wesleyan College.